Good morning. My name is Charlie Goodman, and today it is my privilege to be sharing my thoughts and outtakes on the gospel reading. You would not believe how difficult it is to write a homily. It always seemed to me that the priest just walked around sharing his thoughts on the scripture. But it's a hard process, and I learned that the hard way. Truth be told, I could have come up here with a page of points to hit, and that would have satisfied me. But I kind of knew I had to write it out, and someone, Mom, also told me I had to. I was super stressed while writing it. There was all this deeper planning this and knowing that, whereas I just thought it'd be easy. Like homily writing, life also has its stresses and challenges. I've gone go-karting and I've driven a golf cart before. These activities also seem like they would be easy, but they too take practice to stay in control. The wheel actually pulls against you. You have to work hard to keep the cart going straight. This is similar to challenges in life. You have to put some oomph into it to stay in control. Control is something you just have to have, whether it's while driving or in your faith. In today's gospel reading, John prophesies about Jesus by explaining to the people that one more powerful than he is coming, one that he himself isn't worthy of untying the thongs of his sandals. At the time, people had begun to question whether John was the Messiah, but John the Baptist makes it clear that the one is yet to come, one so righteous that John isn't even worthy of doing such a basic job. In the scripture, it explains that the one to come, Jesus, has a winnowing fork. This is an old tool used to separate wheat from chaff. The fork would toss the grain into the air and separate it from the husk, which was considered waste. With this tool, he would be able to clear his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his granary. After, he would burn the chaff in the unquenchable fire. Now, the way I see it, the good people are the wheat, and Jesus will take us with him to heaven. But the chaff, or the leftovers, will burn in the unquenchable fire. I know this isn't the way we typically like to think of Jesus. Jesus is typically thought of as the Redeemer, the forgiver of sins. But John paints a picture of Jesus as judge, the one who will separate good from bad. This isn't meant to scare us, but instead to challenge us to keep our actions straight, so that when we are judged, we will be separated as wheat. Now, to go back to the idea of control, in order to be gathered by Jesus as wheat, you must be in control of your faith and in control of your actions. If you stray too far, if you lose the attributes which Jesus has, and those of a follower of Christ, then you run the risk of being allocated with the chaff. John uses the metaphor of the wheat and chaff to help the people understand the work God intended for Jesus and our responsibility in that. Now then, there's a leap in the gospel, from John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus to Jesus' own baptism. After Jesus had been baptized, he prayed. During this prayer, God opens the heavens and all that were within the area could hear him proclaim that Jesus was his son and that with him he is well pleased. God's grand display when Jesus was praying after his baptism was bold. He wanted to make clear that this man is the one you should follow. He showed the people who to put their faith in as baptized Christians. They and we are called to follow Jesus in life and faith. In the collect today, it says that all baptized Christians should boldly confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We can be bold by making it our priority to come to worship over all the other things we might be tempted to do, or by not being afraid to say that Jesus Christ is the one who we are really with. I just started middle school this year, and you would not believe how many temptations there are for a middle schooler in 2019. One area that has been particularly challenging for me is the latitude in the area of taboo language. I really need to focus on staying on the right path here. I have the chance to be bold, to go against the grain, or in the case of today's scripture, against the chaff. Tons of people get away with foul language, but just because you get away with it doesn't mean it's right. Remember what I said about the wheat and the chaff? Well, in this situation, the chaff thing to do is to follow along with the incorrect behavior. As a teenager in 2019, society makes it so easy to be the chaff. Music, movies, TV, and video games all serve as temptations in the world. But the wheat thing to do is to act as I should. To be a leader and think for myself and use the language and intentions I know I should. It's a conscious decision I must make, no matter how tough. I can also be bold in middle school by standing up for someone being bullied, not being afraid to speak up when something seems wrong, and forging friendships with people who others might not be drawn to. God never promised that being a follower would be easy, but he has assured us that it will be worth it, and in the process, we will never walk alone. In fact, in Isaiah 41, we are told, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When we put it all together, we are called in faith to follow Jesus, and when the time comes, through our faith and actions, be chosen as wheat for Christ's granary and not as chaff. Christ is forgiving, so please do not think that one slip-up guarantees you a spot in hell. But it does take a concentrated effort to be a devoted follower of Jesus. In 1991, Tom Cochran told us that life is a highway, and boy was he right. One of the first times I went golf carting, I really struggled. I ran over a curb and almost plowed down a man's grill on his front porch. But over time, I learned that a proper grip on the wheel made a difference. I also learned that if I eased off the gas when the road got challenging, I had a clearer head to make smart decisions. The last time I drove a golf cart, my technique was actually good, and I really never got near to bumping into anything. Like the improvement in my driving, the road of life will also bring with it challenges and front porch near misses. But I know that if I adjust my grip, slow the gas, and take control, I set myself up for success. And we can always call on Jesus to help us along the way. Control your cart, control your faith, control your life. Most of all, control whether you are wheat or chaff by your actions, your faith, and your choices. Jesus has given us the tools. So, what steps will you take to stay in control? Amen.